It's time for a new job squad. Not really, but let's think about it. The Brass Ring Club, I mean, what happened to those guys? You had at Royal Rumble, Adam Rose, Cesaro, Tyson Kidd come out. They had their own shirt. Pretty damn awesome. They win their match. They look great in the process. And, yeah, you still have Kidd and Cesaro tagging, but Rose is one of those guys that's completely lost in the mid-card. What about Eric Rowan? What about Dolph Ziggler? What about Ryback? What about Zack Ryder? You have a whole group of guys. 5, 6, maybe even 7 good performers that if you put them together, you might have something super, super unique. And worst case scenario, you have Cesaro and Kidd as a legitimate tag team that can challenge for the tag team title and will have the tag team title sometime in 2015. So now you need a guy that's going to be able to challenge for the Intercontinental title in that mix, a guy that can challenge for the United States title in that mix, and a guy that can challenge for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Wouldn't it be awesome to see a group of mid-carders band together, all get over, and one of them become WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and have one of them, one of these people, hold all of the titles at one point or another? Think about it. Ziggler is a guy that has been kept down for far too long. Yeah, he's won the WWE, he's won the World Heavyweight title, but not the WWE World Heavyweight title. He's won the United States title. He's won the Intercontinental title. But he's never grabbed Vince McMahon's imaginary brass ring. Zack Ryder could get right back in the middle of the Intercontinental title scene. You could have Rowan challenge for the U.S. title. You could have Ryback challenge for the U.S. title. If used properly, they could elevate these mid-card guys in a way to get them over. And this is the thing. Get them over for a little while. Let them win the title. Let them run with it and see what they do. The Miz is a perfect example of this. The Miz is a guy that languished in the mid-card for a very, very long time. And he had a much better WWE World Heavyweight title run than I think anyone expected. And sure, he's back in the mid-card. And he's probably going to be there for the rest of his career. But, I mean, the guy headlined a WrestleMania. He had a couple of really good matches in there, and a couple of times he really came into his own. The writing kind of did him in a little bit. I mean, anytime you have your champion defending his title midway through the show and fighting Jerry Lawler, that's saying something. But this would be a great opportunity for them to find a way to put these guys over to see what they do. So this is the thing. You can't give somebody a title shot just like that. You have to promote them the right way. You have to push them the right way and give them promo time and give them an opportunity to turn the volume up on their persona just a little bit. And if they rise to the challenge, then you know, okay, now I can give this guy more responsibility and more responsibility. All of these guys, the Zigglers, the Rybacks, the Adam Roses, the Tyson Kidds, the Cesaros, they've been champions pretty much everywhere else they've been in the Indies. And even some of them that have been in smaller promotions. I mean, Adam Rose is a former FCW heavyweight champion. All of these guys know what it's like to get the bull and run with it, but they haven't been given that opportunity on a larger scale. The Brass Ring Club could be a way of getting that done. And wouldn't it be awesome if a guy like, I don't know, Seth Rollins, let's just say he gets screwed out of his title shot, his Money in the Bank opportunity, and then he gets pissed off. Imagine having Seth Rollins, Ziggler, Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, Adam Rose, Ryder, all in the same group. It would be awesome. Give them some good ring music. They've got their shirt already. Have them break into a couple of championship matches, slowly but surely, you know, win some titles. Then all of a sudden you have a faction that people can really get behind. It's one of the reasons why people like Daniel Bryan and CM Punk still, to this day, so much. Because they're guys that have worked their asses off and do what they have to do to entertain fans. So why can't these guys that have been doing that be given a cooler opportunity than they've been given now? Otherwise, you just have a roster of JTGs that just sit around and do nothing and work dark matches and show up on NXT every once in a while. You have guys that are capable of running with the bull. So the WWE should at least give them the opportunity. Give them the bull and the goal line, see if they can make it in. If not, then let them go somewhere else. But if you haven't given them that opportunity, it's not fair to see them languish on the card and just take up space. That doesn't help anybody.